10 games of hoops on a Monday night, 2 thrilling overtime games, a great Golden State Denver game, and a really, really nice Phoenix win. Joking. I hate Phoenix. They're so bad. I can't believe they got lucky and beat Toronto. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levi, welcome back. It's good to have you. I missed you on Purim. I missed you yesterday. How was your Purim?
Good. No complaints. Fun time.
Great. Should we get into it? All right. Game of the day. I think we got to go with the thriller in Minnesota, Indiana, 132-130 in overtime. O.B. Toppin, former Knick, hit one of the best shots of the season. His team was down one in overtime, and he hit a tough corner three to put them up two and win the game. This ended the Timberwolves' 8-game win streak. Indiana had no Tyrese Haliburton. They were shorthanded. And Obi Toppin stepped up. 34 points, 10 rebounds, 12 of 19 shooting, 7 threes. I don't know if you're a Star Wars guy, but help me, Obi Toppin. You're my only hope. That was it was a big W for them. Anthony Edwards did play well, 38 points. Rudy Gobert ejected after 21 minutes because he shouldered Nembhard in the face. Other than that, no real notes on this game, you?
Siakam was out. Pacers were very shorthanded. The Wolves should not have lost this game. They just shouldn't have. With the way that they've been playing, if they really want to actually be a contender for something, this is a game that they should have won.
Yeah, that's a good take. But also, are the Pacers better than we think?
I'm a huge TJ McConnell fan. I think I've always been a very, very big fan.
To send it into overtime, TJ McConnell was the hero.
But also, he's really one of the best backup guards that you can get. They're a great team. They're a lot of fun, but this is a Pacers team that's without, you can't let Obi Toppin do that to you. I'm sorry. You just can't.
I hear you. Listen, as a Knick, I love Obi Toppin. Did not know he had this in him. Next, Rockets beat the 76ers in another overtime thriller, 144-137. Let's say the story of this game is actually your guy, Quentin Grimes. He is having a, for the lack of a better word, a heck of a run these last couple games. I'm just going to read out his stats to you these last couple games. 46 points, 28 points, 29 points, 35 points, 25 points, 6 points, 30 points, 14 points, 44 points. That's his last 9 games. The guy's on a tear right now, a scoring tear. People are talking about, was that the worst trade of the season? Was, you know, is Quentin Grimes even better than Luka? What was Dallas doing? I've been really impressed with him. For the Rockets, I would say Jabari Smith is the story, who's been having a little bit. He's on my fantasy team, so I'm happy about that. But he's had 30 points, 11 of 17 shooting. He's playing really well, getting a lot of minutes for them. And the Rockets do end up with a win, big win. They're now 44-25, which is a great record. And the Sixers don't look good, but we do need to give Quentin Grimes his flowers. This has been one heck of a run. Your thoughts? You love guys like Quentin Grimes.
I do love guys like Quentin Grimes. I think that, obviously everyone knows that he was a good, potentially a good shooter, a good offensive option, but this is a different story. This is not a, I'm not saying he's a primary option on a team, whatever. And this is one of those questions where it's like, if you get a guy alone on a team, what can happen? This is a very good situation from that. Is he better than what McCain will be or Maxey for them next year? Probably not, but he's doing good. He's doing good. The flip side of that is that I think that it's again, somehow every single Nico Harrison move, unfortunately, has trickled down as how does this guy not get basketball this much?
Yeah, and it's just an all-time low for Mavs fans. It just keeps getting worse and worse. I mentioned this yesterday, but they're talking about forfeiting games because they don't have enough players. I've never seen that before. It's just what's happening right now is in Dallas. I feel so bad for them. Genuinely feel terrible. Next, Denver beats Golden State 114-105. No Jokic is awesome corner today, because Jokic and Murray did not play. Aaron Gordon was awesome, 38 points, 14-23 shooting, and a Russell Westbrook vintage stat line of he had 12 points, 12 rebounds, 16 assists, and 5 of 18 shooting. That is the most Russell, and no free throws. That is the most like Russell Westbrook, like, you're so good, so bad, and your team won, but are you good? Hey, there's so much Westbrook, so many Westbrook thoughts. For Golden State, I think it was kind of just Curry missing. I think if Curry hits more shots, they win. They kind of kept being in it, but Curry was 6 of 21 shooting, 4 of 14 from 3. I think that's mainly what led them to lose. Like, Draymond and Butler both played well, but Curry hits a couple more shots, they win this game.
They exposed potentially a weakness, honestly. I think that the Warriors have a hard time with guys with size. I think that's what Kuminga is supposed to give them insurance for. Draymond Green is usually good at that, but the problem with Draymond is that he's also, you know, getting older, he's not as fast. Aaron Gordon is incredibly athletic. Like, when was the last time Aaron Gordon did anything close to this?
Maybe the dunk contest against Zach LaVine?
Yeah, he's, like, there's a reason why he's usually kind of an afterthought on the offensive end, but there's not much you can do when you don't have a genuine big man who's able to kind of handle size and strength for them. So I think it'll be very interesting to see the Warriors kind of match up with other people, like other wings that are, you know, kind of around his size with the same physicality, which, again, you know, a lot of the contenders in the West have. So it's going
to
be interesting.
Can't wait. Next, Kings beat Memphis 132-122. I'm really enjoying this Kings team because they're really fight. There's a 9-10-11 play-in fight right now where they're all within like two games of each other between the Kings, Mavericks, and Suns. And the Kings are just, they're fighting, and Sabonis came back but then got hurt immediately, and they still won despite that. Malik Monk stepped up, Zach LaVine, DeRozan, everyone just played well, and they're able to beat Memphis. No Ja tonight, which Bill Simmons would have a laugh about. But I really, really like this Kings team. Just not like I thought they'd be going down, but they just keep trying to win, and they're really, really trying.
Poor DeMontis also went out twice tonight. He first got an elbow to the eye, and then I think his elbow, shoulder, something like that, and then he also rolled his ankle. It's interesting to see the Kings just because I feel like it's a more muted version of Zach LaVine, so we'll see kind of how they gel also moving forward. But I love Malik Monk. I'm a big Malik Monk guy, and DeMar DeRozan is incredible, so I would like to see them be more successful moving forward. I think also they really should overtake those other two teams for the playoff spot.
Should be, because like it's basically moving on to the next game. Phoenix beats Toronto 129-89. Booker gets like a big second quarter and they end up winning by 30. It feels kind of like, again, they won this game against Toronto, congratulations, but Phoenix is so bad. It feels like Dallas is like, here, Phoenix, take the 10 seed. And Phoenix is like, no, we want to stay in the 11 seed. We want to be the worst team in the league. But I mean, yeah, they won tonight, but Toronto had Scottie Barnes lead the way with 16 points. Quickly had 15. Like now we're talking about Jameson Battle next. You know, Orlando Robinson, your boy AJ Lawson. Like, Phoenix win by 30. Great job. And probably people in Phoenix are like, hey, this is what I'm talking about. Bradley Beal didn't play. Bol Bol's getting minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's no secret that the Raptors are disgusting on offense. And I think it's just been more and more clear. But in no version of this should the Suns have been able to do what they did. They're just a terrible team, honestly. That being said, I think you're right about the Mavericks trying to give it to them, because they also, I think, reportedly are trying to send Anthony Davis to the G League team to ramp him back up, which is like, what? Like, are you trying to kill your fans? It's going to be a weird race to the end, but it's going to be, I think, not so interesting, unfortunately.
Next, New York beat Miami 116-95. Do you listen to the Ringer Gambling Show? There's a Ringer Gambling Show, and Joe House hosts it. And Joe House made this call that Miami is tanking, but they're too talented to tank. So they bench all their starters in the second half. And what basically happens is, and he said, like, just bet this. Like, Miami up second half. Miami is always going to be up in the first half and then lose the game. It's happened like 6 times in a row. It's crazy. So they had a great first half. They outscored the Knicks 29-18 in the first quarter. They scored. Then the Knicks outscored them 29-20 in the second quarter. Like, so it's close game. Heat up to third quarter. Knicks outscore them 41-15. It's like Joe House literally just nailed it. And I want to just say one more thing as a Knicks fan. I don't root for injuries, and especially for my own players. But this Jalen Brunson injury has been really good for us, because we were too Brunson focused, and getting Bridges out of his shell a little bit and letting him cook these last couple games has been great. He had 28 points, 10 of 14 shooting, 4 of 6 from 3, perfect from the free throw line. Yeah, this is great. Josh Hart will get you the Josh Hart stat, right? He was 12, 13, and 11. And Towns is awesome offensively, but to really get Bridges moving is, I think, is super important for this team. And it wouldn't have happened if Brunson was playing.
With the Heat, I think what helps their odds of losing is also playing Terry Rozier. That guy is right now just terrible.
He did play 5 minutes, but yeah, he's awful. His stats, great stats. 0 points, 0 rebounds, 1 assist, 0 of 3 shooting, 0 of 2 from 3, and 1 turnover in 5 minutes played. That is, yeah, it's tough. But the thing is that that's the thing exactly. Playing him minutes is literally tanking. Like, they have talent. Hero, Robinson, Adebayo. At one point, like, Robinson was, like, 6 of 8 from 3, and the rest of the team was, like, 1 of 14. Like, it's just...
I feel like what happened was they found, like, there's, you know, the pending case against Rozier with the betting, whatever, and the Heat were like, oh, we can punish this guy, or we can also just lean into it.
Next, Detroit beats New Orleans 127-81. Cade, again, was just great. 24 points, 8 assists, 10 of 16 shooting. So great, so efficient. New Orleans lost Trey Murphy for the year 1 minute into the game. So that was tough. Again, I don't know how tough it is. They're a bottom four team, and they're going to stay a bottom four team, but we'll see when he comes back. Zion has been playing great. New Orleans has just they're really disappointing season. Also important to note, CJ McCollum was a 1 of 15 shooting. He's really taken a turn to the... This is a year from Gehenna for this Pelicans team.
I'll tell you, they started playing Zion, the small forward. He's slimmed down, obviously. He's a little bit faster. He started playing at the small forward. Dude, when he can go, it's so much fun to watch.
No, he's great. And I guess that the upside is that at least they didn't trade away Dyson Daniels. Oh no. They did. They did turn it as news. Okay, and last two games I have no interest in speaking about. It's one of these you can cook if you want to. Chicago beats Utah 111-97. Good job, Kobe White, leading them in scoring. Portland beats the Wizards 112-97. Anthony Simons scores 30 points. Good job by them. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for coming back. I missed you. Thank you for co-hosting with me. It's always great talking hoops with you. I want to thank you, Max, for producing. I want to thank you for listening.